The door swung open and the narrow, vexed face of a woman appears around it. "Whatever are you doing?" she cries, shaking a cloth at him, as if to waft him away like an insect. "That's a racket loud enough to wake the dead. Be off with you." She goes to shut the door, but Hamnet leaps forward. "No," he says. "Please, I'm sorry, madam. I need a physician. We need him. My sister, she is unwell. Can he come to us? Can he come now?" The woman holds the door firm in her reddened hand.
"Put me out with the bins," he said regularly. "When I die, put me out with the bins. I'll be dead, so I won't know any different, and you'll be crying your eyes out." And he would laugh, and I'd laugh too, because we both knew I wouldn't be crying my eyes out. I never cry. When the time came, on Wednesday the 29th of November 2017, I followed his instructions. He was small and frail and 82 years old.
I'm 80 years old, and somehow I wake up in my 32-year-old body. Just for one day. I wake up to little hands tugging at the blankets. "Wake up," they shout. I blink and I wake up slowly. They're small again. They climb into bed, wriggling and giggling. In the past, I remember rushing through mornings. But not today. Today, I pull them close. I hug them tight. I kiss their messy hair. I hold their little hands. This time, I soak it in. Every second.